No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
It's all Ole Miss, all the time. Here's your host, Brad Logan.
Today's show is brought to you by friends at FanDuel. Remember, you can get $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win in the NFL. Remember, FanDuel.com, America's number one sports book. New customers get $300 in bonus bets if your $5 bet wins. You can join today at FanDuel.com. Join America's number one sports book. You want to lock that in? Go to FanDuel.com today and tell them you heard about it on the Believe It Ole Miss podcast. And now, back to the show.
And welcome in the Believe It Ole Miss podcast. Brad Logan today, and joined by someone that we all know and someone we all appreciated back in the 1980s. That's, of course, Bill Smith. Very topical today, Bill, as you're named as one of the 2025 SEC football legends. And I know that was a really cool honor. Thanks for joining us.
Sure, you bet. Thanks for having me, man. Glad to chat with you.
So when you got the call to be a legend, I know that had to have been a really cool call.
Awesome. Yeah. I mean, it's very humbling to be recognized for something you did 40 years ago. You know, it's just, yeah. I think, you know, I've won some awards over the years. I think this one is the that means the most to me. So,
yeah. You know, as we go back in our time machine, of course, a Little Rock native, you made the decision to come to Ole Miss. What was your decision-making process when you decided to come to school in Oxford?
So growing up in Little Rock, you know, it's Arkansas. I mean, and this was back, you know, before every game was on TV. And so you basically, as a kid in Little Rock, you were a Razorback fan. And that's, they made the decision they didn't want to offer. They had offered another punter in the same class. So they decided they wanted me to walk on. Well, I had plenty of offers from different programs. And so I was actually going to be an Ohio State Buckeye. And my parents wanted me to stay closer to home. So my high school coach had actually coached David Hines, who was a wide receivers coach when he was in Oxford, or when he was in high school. So, you know, he reached out to Coach Hines. They asked for some film, and I get a call from Coach Brewer, and he offered on the spot, and I came down to visit to Oxford, and, you know, the rest is history. So, yeah.
Bill, I think it worked out. All-American in 1985 and 1986. Back in the days where you didn't see the booming kicks, and back then 44.3 yards on 254 punts with a 50-yard punt in the 32 consecutive games. And here's the kicker for me, remains number two in SEC history for a career 50-yard punt. You had 86 of them. I want to go back to your high school and maybe even your junior high days. When did you start punting the football, and when did you figure out, hey, I kind of like this, I'm not bad at it?
So I started punting and kicking as a, you know, fifth grader, and just kind of taught myself how to do it over the years, and just kept doing it. And when I got to junior high and high school, you know, it was what we did. I mean, I played, you know, multiple positions in high school and junior high. So I never left the field in high school, basically. So, but yeah, I just taught myself how to kick when I was a kid, and it stuck. So
what are some kicks you remember growing up in high school?
So in high school, I had a 72-yard punt as a high school junior. That I think that's still probably a school record. just, you know, that and field goals. I kicked field goals in high school as well. I had a 49-yard field goal. I actually had a 54-yard field goal that it was a little colder that night, and it it hit right in the middle of the crossbar and bounced back out. So it would have been my long would have been 54 yards. So,
well, you obviously make the decision to come to Ole Miss. What was that process? And I've got to ask about that 1984 Southern Miss game when you had the what is it, a 92-yard punt?
The 92 and the 77, so two punts for 84 and a half yard average. So that was obviously a special game. But there's a few that stick out in my mind still that I remember pretty well. So
not only just punting at Ole Miss, but what do you remember fondly about wearing the Rebel uniform?
It was just an honor to play at Ole Miss, and you know, we had a really good team, a lot of great memories, a lot of great friendships that I still have today from different players. And you know, it was awesome. You know, Coach Brewer was awesome playing for him, and but there's games that stick out. You know, like my senior year, we played LSU in Baton Rouge. I think they were a top five team, or maybe a top 10 or top five, either one. And we went down and beat them. And, you know, there were games like that stood out. Playing at Notre Dame my junior year, we didn't win the game, but it was just being where you're at. You know, it's kind of like that's what college football is all about. So, you know, it was great memories. I mean, I still have a lot of great memories. So,
Erie, Colorado now is where you call home. I know you keep a close eye on the Ole Miss Rebels. What are your thoughts on where the program is right now?
It's great. Love it. I the game has changed obviously a ton since, you know, we played back in the day, but, it's still changing and, with NIL and you know, things like that. But, I mean, it's awesome to see us doing what we're doing, and, you know, hopefully we continue to, you know, move forward with it. So,
played back at Ole Miss back in the late 1980s. That was, of course, at the heyday of Coach Billy Brewer. What was it like playing for Coach? And
awesome.
What do you remember about Coach back in the day?
You know, Coach Brewer was our kicking coach. So he basically just kind of let us do our thing, you know, within reason as far as kickers and punters go. And it was awesome playing for him. I learned a lot about not just college football, but life in general playing for him. So.
Yeah, the camaraderie of the teams, and I've asked John Darnell this. I know you know John, who serves as a sideline reporter. John was an option, I think, a couple of years after you. But he talked about it's almost like there was a camaraderie with players back then because there was an athletic dorm, and not so much now. What have you seen, or what do you remember back then versus kind of what the college game is now?
Well, back then, you know, we had a dorm, and every hall on the dorm had a GA. That checked. We had curfews during the season. We even had curfews during the off season, during the week. And if you missed, you know, bed check, it was not good news. We had the athletic cafeteria. You had to get up every morning and eat breakfast. If you missed that, then they checked. And if you missed that, you were in trouble. The biggest thing was, you know, Coach Brewer made sure that you graduated. If you went to Ole Miss on a scholarship, you were going to graduate, and they would randomly check classes. And if you were not in the class you were supposed to be in, it wasn't good news either. So, but now, you know, with the way things are now, no athletic dorms, you know, and, you know, these kids running around with pockets full of money. I mean, I think the term herding cats how do you keep them out of trouble? You know, but
yeah,
it's all different now. So.
You ever get a chance to come back to campus?
I do.
When's the last time you've had a chance to come back?
My wife and I, we try to make a game a year. We didn't make it this year. My son joined the military, and so we've been kind of – we went to his boot camp graduation, and we're going to do some traveling with that, you know, to go see him. And I try to get back as often as I can. It's really cool to go back and just see how everything has changed, you know, campus-wise from – what it was back in those days to now. I mean, you don't even recognize it. So
as a senior, I want to go back to kind of when you were in high school and obviously growing up in Little Rock in the middle of Razorback country. When you did get the opportunity to come to Ole Miss, you made the decision. What were your thoughts coming to Ole Miss? And then what were your thoughts once you got here and then of course graduated and then went on about your life?
Well, you know, using being shunned by your home state team that you grew up watching was pretty, I mean, I used that for motivation throughout my career. But yeah, getting to Oxford, it just, at that point, you know, I wanted to be the best I could be. And, you know, spending time in the weight room, getting as big and strong as I could leg wise. And, you know, I wasn't a very good punter per se. I was more of a really good athlete who could punt. And my leg strength, I had some shortcomings as a punter. I mean, my technique was not always great, but I had a really strong leg, and that helped overcome a lot of that stuff. So, but
did you go to camps in high school?
Never had any formal coaching other than just the coaches on our staff that you know that I worked with. So,
and you know, as you got older and you're able to come back to Oxford, come to some games. Mm-hmm. I'd love to walk me through the process of what it feels like to walk inside Vaught Hemingway Stadium, even now, 40 years later.
It's a lot different, obviously. I mean, the stadium back when in my day was not, you know, nearly what it is now. And, but it's surreal to walk back in, and especially if you've not been back in a while, and just kind of take everything back in, you know, and just the memories and, you know, playing there and all that. So,
Ole Miss fans, Chris Beard and the Rebels are back. That means fast breaks, buzzer beaters, and block parties. Underdog is the best place to get in on all the action. Playing on Underdog is easy. Just pick whether your favorite players will go higher or lower on stats. From Malik D and Elias Carmadine and other Rebels, that's points, rebounds, steals, and more. Get your picks right and you can win up to 5,000 times your cash. The NBA is in full swing. Think Ja Morant will go over 4.5 rebounds for the Grizzlies? I do too. How about 24.5 points? Just a few simple clicks and it's winning time. I speak from experience, and if I can do it, anyone can. It's that simple. Download the Underdog app today and use my promo code CHAMPIONS to score $100 in bonus funds or bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code CHAMPIONS, Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 years or older to play. 19 plus in Alabama and Nebraska. 19 plus in Colorado for some games. 21 plus in Arizona, Massachusetts, and Virginia. Must be present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms_DFS_.html for details. Offer not valid in Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In New York, call the 247 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
What, take me back to when you played. Are there some games that stand out at you? I know we talked about some of the games that you played in, the Southern Miss game when you had the huge average. Any particular games that kind of stand out that you think fondly upon?
Yeah, you know, Little Rock, being a native there, and I literally grew up about 3-4 miles from the stadium. And we played in high school. One of the teams that we played their home games there. So my senior year playing Arkansas and Little Rock was kind of special because I knew that was going to be the last time that I ever played there. The LSU game my senior year was special. Tennessee my junior year was a really good game. I had one of my better games in my career there. And what the funny thing was is, you know, when you hit a really big punt, you know, the crowd oohs and ahs and a lot of time. And it's usually your fans, not the opposing fans. But after about the third punt in that game, even the Tennessee fans were oohing and ahing. So it was to hear 100,000 oohing and ahing, it's kind of cool. So.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Thursday Night Football is on, and it's only on Prime Video. This week, it's an AFC clash with the Baltimore Ravens when they meet the Miami Dolphins. To win the game, the Baltimore Ravens offensive line and the defensive line must step up, and the Dolphins, they've got speed for days and an offense that can flip the game in a heartbeat. Two totally different styles. One, primetime stage. Who's going to set the tone in the AFC? Coverage begins at 7 p.m. Eastern with football's best party, TNF Tonight, presented by Verizon. Not a Prime member? Not a problem. Simply sign up for a 30-day free trial. It's the Ravens and Dolphins, Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime Video. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
The Toyota Trucks Game Day sales event is on, and there's no one key to victory. You need strength. You need power. You need agility. You need a team that shows up ready to win. And Toyota trucks, yeah, they bring the full roster. The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are built for it all. Kick off the season with big savings during the Toyota Trucks Game Day sales event. But hurry, these deals won't last forever. Toyota, let's go places. See packages and options at toyota.com for feature availability.
Pep Boy said, we make game day entertaining, elevated, and effortless. Whether you order catering platters ahead from your local deli or create your own spread with premium deli meats and cheeses, you're sure to impress your guests with the very best. Fan favorites like Oven Gold Turkey, paired with our classic Vermont cheddar, are sure to score big. Game-winning flavor in every bite. Boar's Head, committed to craft since 1905.
Yeah, you know, we've seen the advent of punting over the last couple of years in the college game with the international punters. What have you seen through their technique versus what you did back in your day?
You know, I don't see a lot different. I mean, the rugby punt obviously was different when they were doing that, but that kind of seems to have gone by the wayside now. But I don't know what they're doing different, but even like place kicking now, if you look at the NFL and you look at college, I mean, 60-yard field goals are kind of not uncommon anymore.
Right.
And I don't know what they've done differently. I mean, if the balls have changed, strength and conditioning's changed, I'm not sure what it is, but they're kicking the ball a lot further than they used to. So I'm not sure, but.
What stands out to you now in the college game? I know you still watch college football, and specifically with this Ole Miss team, what do you think they can do?
I mean, I'm hoping they go all the way. I mean, I think we're definitely a playoff team. And, you know, watching the games, I almost have to turn them off because of the level of excitement. You know, like this OU game last week, and I was like, man, I can't watch it. I didn't turn it off, but I think we're a playoff team for sure, as long as things keep going the way they are. And it's really fun to watch. I mean, I love what we're doing on offense, and it's entertaining, you know. So
I had a number of messages following the game last week when I was in Norman trying to get everything done, and they all pretty much said, I'm physically exhausted.
It's hard to watch.
Yeah.
It can be. So the LSU game was the same way. I'm just like, man, I got to turn this off. I mean, I'll just have to, you know, but I didn't, but, you know.
So tell everybody what you're doing. I know Erie, Colorado is where you call home. Tell us a little bit about what's going on with you.
So my wife and I are empty nesters now. My son, he was in college. He dropped out of school, joined the military, which we're so proud of him. You know, he's in the Army, and I believe he's going to start Ranger training pretty soon. So he's the Army definitely agrees with him. He's one of those unique people that actually liked boot camp. And so, you know, he's a good kid. I work in business development for a fitness equipment company. And, you know, I work remotely. It's a pretty good opportunity. I enjoy doing that. So it kind of, you know, I'm still a workout junkie. I always have been. I do a lot of cycling now. I've got a road bike and You know, I think I just turned 60 this past summer, which I can't believe I'm saying, but I think that, you know, the workouts and everything, they keep you young. I mean, I feel like I'm about 30 years old still. So,
yeah. You know. You know, we talked in pre-production, and I do a lot of work with Chuck Rouseville, and you mentioned that he was one of the first people you saw back in the 80s whenever you came to campus.
I've known Chuck for 43 years now. He was one of the first people I met in Oxford, back when the Ole Miss Spirit was an actual newspaper.
Yeah.
And he put it out like once a week or whatever it was. And so, yeah, I consider Chuck a good friend. I've known him for, like I said, for over 40 years, so.
Well, a great honor once again, Bill, being to the 2025 SEC Football Legends class. And before we get you out of here, I've got to go back to the game against Southern Miss. When you're headed onto the field before you kick the 92-yard kick, what's kind of going through your mind? And when you hit it, is it kind of like a golfer on a par five and you stroke the drive and you think, okay, I caught that one?
It, you know, the funny thing was, I didn't even punt in the game till the fourth quarter. So yeah. I'm not even warmed up anymore at that point. And I go out, and it's like when you hit a big punt like that, it's like a drive in golf. When you hit that monster drive, it feels like you didn't even hit it.
Yeah.
And I looked up and I saw the punt. And I mean, I knew it was a really good punt, but I do remember the Southern Miss player. He kind of just looked, I don't think he even turned around and ran back at it, but I mean, I hit the ball around the goal line, and I think it landed on the other 18 in the air, and then it rolled through the end zone. The 77 was a little different. It was kind of one of those spirals that didn't turn over. It kind of curved, and he kind of overran that, so it hit the ground and rolled and got to the end zone as well. So, but, yeah, I remember it like it was yesterday. It was a special moment. So,
well, that's awesome. Congratulations on the honor. And I know you always enjoy, that you told me you always enjoy getting to come back to Oxford. I know you and your family are excited.
It's special. It really is.
Excited for that opportunity. Thanks for joining us today.
You bet.
And we wish you all the best, and it was great catching up with you.
Thank you, Brad. Appreciate your time, and thanks for having me.